With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied the Montana Secretary of State's attempt to restore the names of Green Party candidates to the November ballot. The party's removal followed revelations that the Montana Republican Party had bankrolled the $100,000 signature gathering effort that put the Greens on the ballot. Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton filed a motion Monday to halt a state Supreme Court order last week that upheld the party's removal. The request was denied by Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.
I'm Charles Bolte. The Bradley Creek Fire west of Bozeman has grown to nearly 1,900 acres and is estimated to be 20% contained. Crews led by a Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation County Assist team spent today building and improving fire lines, monitoring for hot spots, and mopping up the fire's interior. No closures or evacuations are in place at this time, though Fire Incident Commander David Hamilton advises caution when driving near the fire perimeter along Highway 287. The lightning-caused Lone Star Fire in Yellowstone National Park has grown to 760 acres since Saturday. An update on NCWEB says the fire is spreading to the northeast away from the Old Faithful area. The Grand Loop Road south of Old Faithful remains closed, though the Old Faithful Developed Area and West Thumb Geyser Basin are open. Trails and campsites in the Shoshone Lake and Lone Star Geyser area are also closed. Thunderstorms are forecasted in the areas of both fires tonight and tomorrow. Smoke from California wildfires continues blanketing Montana and degrading its air quality. By mid-afternoon today, 10 cities reported air quality that was unhealthy for sensitive groups. The North Central Montana community of Malta slipped into the unhealthy category at about 9 in the morning, meaning all children and adults were advised to limit all outdoor exertion. Malta's air quality improved only slightly by late afternoon. The Missoula City County Health Department says the smoke may soon start to shift south. Upper-level air will likely start coming from Oregon, where there are significantly fewer fires than in California. If the health department's prediction holds up, that means significantly cleaner air is possible by Thursday. A committee of Montana lawmakers studying tax reform decided today against recommending a bill that would pitch a statewide sales tax to the 2021 legislature. Shaley Rager reports.
The proposed bill outlines a 4% tax on most sales and services and was modeled after South Dakota's policy. Montana lawmakers in the Tax Study Committee agreed it's important to discuss the idea, but that they weren't ready to advance the policy to the full legislature. Senator Dick Barrett said the committee has too many unanswered questions about what a final draft of the bill would look like.
I simply don't see how we can get from where we are now to a bill. This is the last meeting of this subcommittee.
Senator Brian Hoven had asked for the bill to be drafted, but agreed with Barrett.
It's not in a form that I would want to submit at this point.
Proposals for a statewide sales tax have been highly polarizing in the past. The Democrat and Republican candidates for governor have said they oppose a general sales tax policy, although they use the issue to attack one another. Montana is one of five states in the country without a general sales tax. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The Montana Supreme Court Monday sided with solar power developers who accused regulators and the state's largest utility of trying to kill renewable energy projects. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
Justices upheld a lower court ruling that said state regulators knew their actions would hurt solar development when they suspended a federal law requiring companies to buy power from alternative energy sources. Attorneys for solar developers accused utility Northwestern Energy of wanting to kill third-party energy development. A member of the Montana Public Service Commission was caught on a microphone acknowledging as much. Earth Justice lawyer Jenny Harbine represented Montana Environmental Information Center and Vote Solar in the case. She says Northwestern was trying to reduce the compensation it gives to solar and wind resources.
The Montana Supreme Court decision today should put an end to those attacks.
The original case was based on the rates and length of contract between Northwestern Energy and solar developers, who said the rates would have hurt the economic feasibility of small solar projects and violated the Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act. In a statement to YPR, Public Service Commission lawyers wrote, they disagree with several aspects of the court's decision on this complex issue, adding commissioners and staff will discuss the decision in the coming days and consider next steps. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
And for more local news, head to our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.